You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you heard this ad on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a $25 gift card for any of the services.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hey! Did I blow you all away? Yeah. Well, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That means I'm not deaf. Hello.
We are now.
This is your host, Michael. Glad you're still listening. Yes. Glad to have you on board. We got a wonderful show for you today. That's right. Wonderful. Wonderful. A packed show. That's right. Let me tell you something before we begin.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, thank goodness for Lighthouse, because let me tell you something. Today, between running around up and back at the station, I need my cane. And for those folks who don't know how to use a cane that are blind, shame, shame, shame. I want you to listen to the show. We got a packed show for you today. And if you have a cane, use it. And if you don't have a cane, you're blind, then go get one. First, let me introduce to the players today. To my right, my co-host, my lovely wife. I was going to say bride, but she's going to hit me, so I'm not saying bride.
I'm actually Lynn sitting Golder. Here thinking if you remember who I am.
I know who you
okay.
are.
Okay. That's what he's introducing today.
Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the January 28, 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And like Michael said, we really do have a fast-paced show, and I want to invite you to please stay tuned to the second hour also. John McGaffey, the CEO and president of Polera Enterprises, will be calling in, and you don't want to miss that. And we'd like you to call in and give us a shout-out from your city and request information about Polera. But I'll let Michael do the rest of the intros, what we're doing
to
the first hour.
To the left of me is the birthday girl, the beautiful, <That's right. laughs> the smart, the intelligent. What's your name? Sheila Young.
Thank you, Michael. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Sheila Young.
That's my co-host. I have two women on each side of me. One on the left, one on the right. Two beautiful women. And on the other side of the room, diagonal to me, can't see him, but I know he's there. He's the CEO, listen to this, CEO of Lynx Bus Company. That's right. The bus company that's all around Orlando. His name is Ed Johnson.
Yay. Well, thank you so very much for having me, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here and looking forward to the conversation.
Here
this
we
evening.
Go. Okay.
And behind the scenes.
Are you sure?
And I mean really behind the
man
scenes.
Man with the machines.
Running all the power behind us is Chris Shaw.
No, it's Marcus Jones today.
What did you say?
Oh, Marcus?
Marcus is
there too.
Yeah, how you doing?
Marcus is there and Chris Shaw is there and everybody's there.
Wait, I got to take a picture of the two of you there. How cute.
Oh, listen to
that. Wait. Through the glass. Oh, this is cute. Oh, love it. Don't move. Gotcha.
Can they kiss?
Freeze.
Got it. That's cute.
Can I move now?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Chris Shaw and Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Yes.
Don't get too close to Chris Shaw.
I got tuna breath right now. Tuna was amazing.
TMI.
The tuna was amazing.
Oh, good. Thank you,
that's
Chris.
We're using big words today. Amazing.
Yeah. Nancy always likes my tuna.
I have a shout out before we begin. We have a young lady who's not doing too well in the hospital in Richmond, Virginia. Her name is Marilyn.
That's Carolyn Salam's sister?
Yes, it's Carolyn Salam's sister. She listens to the show.
Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Yes.
We're thinking about you, Carolyn, and your sister, Marilyn.
And Marilyn, we pray very soon that you'll be coming home. We pray. And everybody, please pray for Marilyn. She's not doing too good. She's in bad, bad, bad shape. She had a very bad heart attack in October, and she's still not doing good. So we want her to get better, please.
And Michael?
Yes.
Thank goodness that Chris's baby is okay,
too. That's why I was saying don't get too close, because Chris's baby just got out of the hospital because
that's right.
The baby got sick because of the flu.
Well, no, she had a bug. It wasn't the flu. It was just some kind of bug virus.
Oh, it's a virus. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So she's doing better now. Now I just got to pray for my wife to get well.
What's wrong with your wife?
She caught the bug.
Oh, she got my goodness. Keep the bug up with your bugs.
Right. So we're just bugging out right now.
Ed Johnson.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing very,
very well.
You're
feeling all right, Ed Johnson.
You're not in the hospital.
No, I'm not.
Did you come over here by bus?
No, sir.
Did you ride the bus even though it's your company?
Yeah, I didn't ride the bus over tonight, but I would like to give a shout out to one of our employees by the name of Ishmael Rivera. He actually serves as the president of the Collective Bargaining Union. His son was involved in a terrible incident on last evening. His son was on a ventilator or a breathing tube for a while, but I understand today that they've taken him off and he's breathing on his own. So we just want to continue to lift he and his family up in prayer.
Wow. That's terrible. Mm. Automobile accident?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Sheila, you had some shout-outs?
I have good shout-outs.
Okay.
Should we sing to Sheila to Chris, the birthday? Because we didn't sing to Chris. We didn't sing to Sheila.
Well, we can.
Please don't.
Sheila, happy birthday to both of them.
Well, you know, I've been celebrating my birthday the whole entire month.
Well,
so.
I've been celebrating all week, but...
No, Sheila, we celebrate the whole entire month. It's no longer a week.
Never mind.
Okay, Sheila, what are your shout-outs?
Shout-out is Jennifer, a very dear friend of mine, a girl I work with. Birthday is today. And one of our very loyal listeners, Shirley Roberts' birthday, is Wednesday.
Well, happy birthday to both.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you don't have to get up on the table and start dancing. Because
that's good.
Oh, there's the music. There we go.
By the way, if you don't know what you're listening to, this is called
Little
the Blind
this and, Little
and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the vision impaired in the blind community.
And crazy.
So we say this is informative, educational. Oh, here we go. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Thank you, sir. Happy birthday, Chris.
And Chris and Jennifer and Shirley.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
If you want to call in, let me give you the phone number. Okay, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So if you want to call in anytime, feel free. Okay? And very soon the bell's going to go off. And we'll have round one.
Okay. And I just want to make mention, Michael.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes. And they're going to say, round one about what? Well, Sheila Young wants to talk about a company called Lynx, bus company here in a place called Orlando. Oh, yeah. If you don't know, we're live from Orlando.
But, Florida. Michael, before we go forward with that, with round one, I just want to make mention to people all over the country, just because... Ed is here, and we're talking about Lynx in Orlando. This is relevant to people all over the country. If you have problems, or you love your paratransit system, call in and tell us. Maybe give Ed some suggestions. We don't want you to feel that it's just about Orlando.
I have to go there for 1 second before we even begin. When you're listening to us today here in the studio, and like we're going to be talking about Orlando Lynx, that's the major bus company here,
transportation system,
Orlando. If you're in Philadelphia, or you're in Chicago, or if you are anywhere in this country, St. Louis or Dallas, and you're listening to this show and they say, well, why would this concern me?
Right.
Well, let me just say this to you. I'm sure you have problems anywhere because no one is perfect, not even Lynx. As Ed Johnson can tell you, well, nobody's
perfect. We do strive for perfection, but...
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. Yeah. But you will hear the way he'll answer, whether you like his answer or not, you'll hear the answer, and then you'll know if you ever want to speak to your bus company.
Exactly. That was my point.
To find out what they're doing wrong. And I hear we're going to commercial, so we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Braille Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Are you still there? This is your host, Michael. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. You want to call in? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What do you want, Lynn?
Michael, what I wanted to say is I was just telling Chris, people are going to call in to talk to Ed and Sheila, and I would like them just to state their name, the city they're from, and the question, and then they'll hang up and listen so somebody else can get in.
Right.
Okay? That's what.
Okay, so
that's
our first
the rules
call
of the
we
game
have
for the show, people.
First call we have right now is a young lady.
Yes.
From Orlando, Florida.
Kelly James.
Kelly James.
Hi, hey. Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
So what's your question,
what's
Kelly?
What's your question?
Okay, so first of all, I wanted to say I attended a trivia that was sponsored by a Lighthouse alumni, and it was fundraisers went to Lighthouse, and it was great.
Good.
This, anyways, and that's an access links issue. So I was going to Mac from my home to Macaroni Grill in Oviedo on New Year's Eve. And a friend of mine lives right down the street, was going the same time. She had booked her trip at the same time. And what happened was is they sent two vehicles a half hour apart, and the driver didn't know where it was and didn't even know it was a restaurant. Okay, but I got there on time. The second thing, so then I went from there to a friend's house in Winter Springs, and I had arranged my trip for 12:15 to 12:45 a.m. January 1st. Well, Access Links never came to pick me up. I had called at 12:45 to find out where they were, and the dispatch said, our systems are down, I can't help you. So then I ended up having to, so they never showed up. I was there for maybe another hour, and they still didn't show up. And I ended up having to pay about $20 for Uber to get home. And then I found out recently that they didn't show up until the next day, January 2nd, at 12:30-ish a.m., knocked on the person's door and probably woke them up.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kelly, and we'll have Sheila and Ed and Sheila discuss this now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your input.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate
calling,
it.
Sheila, Kelly.
Okay. All right, you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Mr.
Johnson, you're up. Yes.
Go ahead, Ed.
I don't want anything to do with this one.
Well, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, this is not the type of service that we expect. When Ms. James called in and we realized that we had an error with her trip, we should have made sure that a vehicle had gotten out there to pick her up. There's no excuse for that.
And I can't leave people stranded.
Absolutely not. So I will definitely look more into this particular one. But, you know, when you think about New Year's Eve, it's very complicated service as it stands. And then on those holidays, it gets even a little bit more difficult for us. But that's no excuse. But we do run into a lot of difficulty during those times. But no matter what happens, we need to make sure that we get people to their destinations.
Why would you have two different buses pick up two different people a block apart?
Well, sometimes the scheduling of the vehicles are set at one way, but then throughout the course of the day, we have a lot of cancellations or people having to rearrange their trips. And sometimes things just fall through the cracks. We can't, you know, get that system to act to reassign all of those trips the way that they people would like them to be when you're in the throes of the night like that. And so from time to time, that does happen. We have a optimization system that we use the night before to put the our trips onto runs on vehicles. But throughout the day, there's constant changes to those trips. When people who have to work a little bit later, or maybe if they're in dialysis, they have to stay on their treatment a little bit longer. So it's just a really big puzzle that you're constantly having to reshuffle the deck, if you will. And sometimes those trips just kind of get away from us because we're talking about 2,000 trips per day that we're dealing with.
Are you talking about access links now?
That is correct.
Ed, I have a question. You mentioned the dialysis. I never even thought of that. And I know when Michael and I are out working, there's a few dialysis places and I see those trucks out front. But my question is, wouldn't you allocate certain vehicles just for the medical clients? Or no, it can't do that?
It's so difficult to do that because, you know, we have only a finite number of vehicles that we have available. Mm-hmm. And now what we do is give priority for our clients who are going to dialysis because we know that some need to get home as quickly as possible. And what we've done, as a matter of fact, when I came here last year, when I first came into, well, a little bit more than a year now, when I first came back into town, I talked to you all about how we were redesigning our system where we're bringing in new solutions such as taxi cabs, Ubers, and Lyfts. And on December the 1st, we started using more of the taxi cabs. We're still working the negotiations through Uber and Lyft. So we're now, for customers who do not need the wheelchair accessible vehicle, we are sending taxi cabs so we can get them home quicker.
Well, I wanted to tell you that we have two more people that would like to talk to you and Sheila and us.
Who's on the line right now?
It looks like, I don't have my glasses on, but it looks like Shirley from Winter Springs and Gary from Winter Park. So let's hear Shirley first.
Shirley, birthday girl.
Another birthday girl, yeah.
I hope it's the same Shirley.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much. It was so nice of you guys to recognize it.
So Shirley, state your question, please, for Ed Johnson.
Well, I guess I just wanted to make a couple of comments, and one of them was really related to this thing that happened with Kelly, because I happened to be with her that night, and the part he hasn't addressed, which she mentioned that, you know, I would like to repeat, is why in the world, I mean, this is just a horrible thing to do to somebody. Not only did she not get picked up, I mean, that was the one part of it where she had to call and make other arrangements, but for these people who were nice enough to have us to their home and everything, for them to get woke up the next night at 12:45 at night to pick her up when she was supposed to get picked up the night before, I mean, that's just inexcusable. I don't understand how that type of a glitch could occur. And I mean, that's something that I think needs to be looked into just as much as the first part of it.
Right. And you're right. And I'm sure that now that it's been brought to Ed's attention, it will be looked into.
Okay. Well, well, that's good, because I just found out about it last night because the person happens to be a friend of ours, and she said, I never did get a chance. She said, I never did tell you what happened.
Yeah, no, he will. I promise he will look into it.
Well, thank you for calling in, Shirley.
Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, well, I appreciate that very much. And I know Gary had wanted me to comment a little bit about the service in Ohio. We have service, you know, where I am a good bit of the time, in our local community in Ohio, which is called Project Mobility, and they have a door-to-door type service, kind of like Access Links. It does not, at least last I knew, although I haven't used it recently, it doesn't operate 24 hours a day. So, you know, that's one nice thing about your service.
Right.
It does operate 7 days a week, and it's only countywide, so I have to, you know, give you guys a plus in terms of the fact that, you know, you do operate a lot wider area, which is certainly helpful.
Oh, our service here is phenomenal, and it definitely beats anywhere I've ever lived.
Well,
thank you, Shirley.
Thanks for calling in,
Sheila. We've had other people around the country say they're jealous of Orlando of the transit system.
Access link.
Let's take Gary from
Winter Park.
For Ed.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. I just got to come back with you a back question. I think when you were talking when you called in the last time a few weeks ago. I want to see if there's any results or why, but I asked you, could you check into when we call in through our reservationist that we get put on hold and we have to wait? Of course, there's other people making reservations, but you said you'd check in to see if they could put that clock back in there to let us know whether we're 15 calls ahead of us or three, you know, and if there has not been a correction yet. Is there a problem with that?
Well, we have not corrected that just yet. That's going to take a little while. Just give us just a few more weeks to work out that particular matter, because we got to get a new software program in to help us to roll something like that out. Unfortunately, okay, it's not something we can do.
Thank you so much, Ed, for checking into that for me.
Oh,
it's,
yes, sir.
It's really helpful for all of us. For that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And
right,
also, if I may speak to that for one quick second,
sure.
What we want
right,
to get to is where people are not waiting for an extended period of time. And also, we really encourage our customers to utilize the various systems that are out there where they don't have to call in and talk to our representative.
Such as?
Website, mobile devices. I know many of our visually impaired customers have an assistive device on their computers or their laptops that will allow them to go through the process to either schedule their trips, find out how soon their trip will be, the vehicle will be coming to them. So if we utilize those devices, it will reduce the amount of wait time that people are experiencing.
Oh, speaking of which, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
You got your battle gear on?
I know that you do all of this in love, so.
Actually, I think we're supposed to go to break now.
Oh, yeah. Darn.
Saved by the bell.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Lynn.
We're going to break. Chris is on the phone. No, well, he's on the phone, but we're going to be going. We're supposed to be in
break,
right now. Yeah, in a second. But you could talk until he puts us on break, I guess. Yeah. So, Sheila, what were you going to say?
Okay.
While we're waiting for him to put us on break.
Oh, okay. I had canceled a ride, and a cab showed up to pick me up. And I told him I canceled that ride last night. Well, the dispatcher never called the cab driver. And then the cab company said to me, well, you're supposed to call us to tell us. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to call you to tell you that I canceled my ride if I don't know I'm being picked up by a cab? So there is a little bit of a disconnect there.
I'm wrong. We're not break. Okay.
You're confusing everybody.
Yeah,
so,
know.
Yeah, actually, you were supposed to contact us, and we were supposed to contact the cab driver.
And they didn't.
Yes, and
the cab showed up.
Yeah.
So who's paying for that?
Yeah, Lynx would pay for that.
So
yeah.
There is definitely a disconnect there.
Well, you know, we've changed a lot of the way that we've conducted our business in paratransit now. And so there's still some hurdles that we got to get past. But what we've seen is that there are some improvements. But then there's still some areas that we've got to work on.
Well, and we just need to keep you informed as to what needs to be
absolutely
improved on.
Yes.
Okay, we have a new caller on the line. Caller, can you say your name and where you're from?
Yes, first this name? Is Dan from Altamont Springs.
Dan from Altamont
Hi,
Springs.
Hi, Dan.
Are you visually
Welcome.
Impaired?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think someone stepped on you there.
Sounds like Dan Day.
You got it. That's
Hi,
right.
Dan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
So nice. My question tonight is, as you know, there's been a lot in the news lately about driverless technology, and I think there was an article maybe last fall in the USA Today that specifically mentioned Orlando as one of the more progressive cities for driverless technology. And I wonder what Ed's views were on, in terms of driverless technology, how soon we might see something like that in Orlando or even in the Lynx system, whether there's discussions going on and so forth. So
right, and that has been a big article with shuttle services throughout the metro. So, Ed?
Yes, I am totally for the new technology. However, we need to first make sure that the technology is safe. We hadn't quite gotten there yet. And also, allow me to say this, as vehicle manufacturers continue to develop the technology and put it in place, although the car or van may be operating without a whole lot of assistance by the driver, but we will have someone in that vehicle until that technology has been well proven. We want to do that for a number of reasons. Number one, from a safety standpoint, but also from a customer service standpoint as well. So, yes, we will be looking at the development of that technology and where we can incorporate it into our operations at some point, yes. But right now, we just hadn't gotten there quite yet.
And Dan, I got a question for you. Are you visually impaired?
Yes, he is.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I am legally blind, yes.
Okay.
Yes, well, he actually has RP. Same thing
oh,
I have.
Okay.
So, well, thank you, Dan.
We have a bracelet for you.
Put him on the list for the bracelet.
So if you leave your name and address, we'll send you a free bracelet.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for listening.
Glad you're listening, Dan. Thank you.
So long now.
He's one of our members of GOCB.
Oh, okay. We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We're back. Yeah, we are back. This is your host, Michael. And we are back. And the first thing we're going to do, by the way, is do trivia. Trivia time.
This hour's flying.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn, you got that
interesting one. I do. I'm going to tell a little bit about it after he plays the music.
So we're going to play it first and tell me who's singing.
I'll give it away by mistake.
And then Lynn's got a story about it. Very interesting story. All right, Chris, you're on. Play it. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
I will say it's 1968. Come on, look at Chris.
Hey,
somebody has to know who that is.
Sheila, get off the table. Sheila is going nuts here.
Hey,
Chris,
phone
number
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Chris,
who is singing that song?
How can we read this? We have to leave out the names, but we
just leave out the names.
Well, there's two little bits of information here that are really interesting.
Wait until someone calls in.
All right.
407-894-1680.
I got you.
Yeah. The first is the present.
All right, who's first?
No, nobody's on the line yet.
Everybody should know who it is.
Absolutely.
But Johnson, you know who it is?
Oh, yes, sir. I know who it is.
407-894-1680.
Go outside, Ed. You can call in.
All right, so do you want me to go ahead and read it for you, Lynn?
Which part? No, he can't read it until
he doesn't mean the music. You're going to do the present.
The present.
From 2 years ago. Yeah, right. That we could just leave
That's
out the
lawyer. That's a big
hint. Leave the lawyer's name. No, it isn't. Leave the lawyer's name. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So a legendary.
There you go.
A man himself had missed out on a lot of royalties, and the Los Angeles court awarded the claim for this famed singer and his former manager. Mm-hmm. And the lawyer he stated that he had cheated him out of his earnings dating back to more than 20 years.
Exactly.
In 2011, it was reported that he went homeless and was living in a camper van after falling on hard times after dealing with some people call drug addiction.
That's right. Good job, Chris.
He
was awarded $5 million?
Royalties.
Royalties. Back royalties. He was awarded $5 million.
We're not going to tell you anything about
the record
label. He's not
poor anymore because he just got $5 million.
Yeah. Michael, without saying it, do you know the record label? I'll whisper.
If I did, I wouldn't say it.
No, I'm not going to say either. We'll say it after. We'll say it. We got calls rolling in. I hear the thing ringing off the hook there. So, anyway.
There's a couple record labels that have not been too cool. They hold back royalties. They
really?
Hide them. We got ripped off by two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Michael has got the knowledge of music for sure.
Well, I would like to think that Michael has the knowledge of just about everything.
Well, not everything. I'm not so sure about that. Let's not go that far.
My wife has more knowledge than me. My wife's
no,
the smart
I know
one
nothing
of the
about music like Michael.
My wife is definitely the smart one in the family.
Michael's the music and the garment industry.
He knows all about expert. Music and garment for
that's
sure.
That's for men's
he's
garments.
He's on the line right now. 407
He's juggling the phone there. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's who's going to win.
Okay. All right, Chris, it's up to you.
Okay, I got two callers on the phone line.
All right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Our first caller is calling from Winter Springs, Florida. Miss Shirley, Dr. Shirley is what I call her. And then we have our lawyer, Don, calling in from Orlando.
Okay.
So we have two people from Orlando.
They better not be using Siri.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, but no, hope they're not using Siri.
Did I say it right? Siri.
Siri.
Siri or Alexa.
Yeah,
and
so who's first?
Cornita.
Who's first?
So Shirley's first.
Shirley's first. Who's second?
Don.
Okay, Shirley, you're on first. So who do you think is singing?
Well, this is a pure guess, so I can guarantee you I'm not using You Know Who or Siri.
You Know Who is
right next to me, and that's why I'm not saying the name. I think it's Sly and the Family Stone.
All right. Woo-hoo! Good job.
All right, so you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
So that was a 1968 hit single by the influential soul funk rock band Sly and the Family Stone. Michael, it was Epic CBS Records label.
Epic, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Shirley.
All right. Thank you.
So All I can say is Sly is not poor anymore because he just got $5 million. Yeah. So
he's 2 years ago, yeah. All right, let's go back to busing.
Wait a minute, let's say hello to Don.
I don't think he's there anymore.
He hung up?
Did he hang up?
I didn't see his name.
Don, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
We wanted just to say hello because somebody got it before you.
Yeah.
You have to call next time faster.
No, that's okay. I wanted to talk anyway.
Okay. All right, so Don, what do you have to say to Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed,
I'll tell you what.
Or do you want to talk to me?
I've lived all over the country. I've lived in San Francisco. I've lived in St. Louis. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in West Virginia. And now I live in Orlando. And I know there's a lot of problems that happen on these bus services. But I'll tell you what, at least you all talk to the people. In these other cities, they do not. I have never heard anybody get on the radio unless they're being charged with something. So thank you for the opportunity to be able to tell you what we need to know or what we would like to know or have done.
Isn't that amazing?
Because whether it gets done or not, I appreciate the fact that you all are here to do it.
Well, thank you so much.
Go ahead, sir.
I have to also say something else to you, Don. I don't know if you know this, but if you listen to the radio show at all, our radio show.
Well, he listens all the time.
We've been blessed because Lynx has also thought enough of the radio show that they're at least spending some money for help us with the show.
Supporting the show.
Because they're supporting the show and they're giving us money for advertising. That's that was really nice of them.
Don's been a faithful listener.
I did hear the ad.
Yeah.
I did hear the ad on the last break.
Yeah, Don is a faithful
listener.
Well,
we appreciate
listener.
It so much. And thanks for the Lynx bus service. This show could move right along thanks to Lynx.
Yes.
Well, and Don, you are right. We are very fortunate.
And also, Don, thank you so much for the compliment. But it all goes out to this radio show that gives us the opportunity to come in and talk about what we're doing, what we're trying to improve, and hearing from our customers. We try to do that through other public outreach mediums, but doing it here on the radio show is also fun. I enjoy this, so I wish they would allow me to come back more often.
Well.
But they have other people that they feel is a little bit more entertaining. But
that's not true.
But you come in every time I'm supposed
to
be.
That's right. Yeah. You're a lot of fun.
But yes. I feel very strongly about we have to open our doors, which means that we have to open our hearts and our ears and our eyes to know exactly what our customers are looking for. And we try to deliver as much as we can. We do this not out of just because that's what our job is, but we actually do this out of love. We want to be a part of this community, and there's no other way of doing this if you're not doing it from the standpoint of love. So we really do appreciate the customers who utilize the services, and we appreciate the community as a whole because if we can be successful, that means that we're going to have a very, very successful community. And so, again, thank you so much for the comment. I thank the Golder family for having me tonight.
Well, we thank you.
Well, and I tell all of my members that if you don't let Access Links know what's going on, they don't know and they can't fix it. So if you aren't willing to share your ideas and concerns and issues, then how can they fix it? Mm-hmm. They can't.
And I like what you just said, Ed, about by you listening and improving, and it helps the community be more productive. Mm-hmm. It's true that people going to work, they have less stress, you know, or even just going out for the evening is less stress, but everybody can be more productive.
Absolutely.
Well, and we are so fortunate because Tallahassee, I've got a very dear friend of mine, a lot of my friends live in Tallahassee, but they only have service 6 to 6, a.m. to p.m., Monday to Saturday. So if they want to go out to eat, they better be done by 5.
Well, that's limiting.
And if they want to go to church on Sunday, forget it. They can't do it. Mm-hmm. So we are.
That's a big city, though, Tallahassee, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
No.
It's not a big city.
No.
It's not a metropolitan area.
No.
The capital.
Yeah, but I thought they would have great service.
No.
No.
They don't.
It sounds like.
No.
And just for the listening audience,
we cover over 3,500 square miles with our paratransit service. You know, we operate over the entire area of Osceola County, all of Orange County, and all of Seminole County. And we pick up people as far as Hollapaw.
Where's that?
Hollapaw is about an hour and a half from here.
Oh, down the turnpike?
Yeah, going down the turnpike.
Turnpike, yeah.
It's one of the last stops before you get outside of Osceola County.
Wow.
And we will transport people as far north as Apopka. And so you think about the amount of time that that person is on the vehicle, and that vehicle is dedicated to that one person. Mm-hmm. So those persons who are utilizing the services are going to very meaningful destinations, whether it's medical or sometimes it's work or education. So we operate in such a large area and trying to provide the level of service to keep our
people
with disabilities at a point where they can have a good quality of life. Mm-hmm. And so we go a little bit above and beyond what other systems typically will do.
Oh, we have a caller for you, I assume, Doug from Daytona Beach. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi Sheila.
Hey,
Ed,
Doug.
And Michael and everybody else.
Hello.
How are you?
Ed, I wonder if you would talk a little bit about the role of the TDLCB there in Orange County.
What is that?
Transportation Disadvantaged Local Coordinator.
And Sheila, I'm really happy that you're now serving on it, which
is
great.
I'm an alternate. Thank you.
Actually, Nancy and I are headed to Tallahassee on the 13th to meet with the legislature on the 14th about TD Day and the legislative issues that we're taking to Tallahassee to help our bus systems.
Yes, just a little bit about the local coordinating board. It's actually administered through our metropolitan planning organization called Metro Plan Orlando. They do a fabulous job of having representatives from throughout the disabled community to help oversee and understand what some of the challenges are that we have with our system. And it helps to give us even more guidance on how we can make improvements, as well as just being that listening board on how we can enhance the quality of services. And so we have a very, very strong local coordinating board here. We have regular interfaces with them where we talk about our services on a quarterly basis, whether it's just talking about on-time performance or what have you. But
we're going to go to break,
yes,
Ed, and we can continue on the other side. Doug,
okay.
Keep on listening. We're just going to go to break, okay?
We're going to go to break.
And Ed
stay
will
tuned
finish
for
on the
Blind
other side.
And Beyond.
Thank
Lot
you, Doug.
Thanks
hour.
For calling.
Lot
just
more.
Keep listening.
Don't go away.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
You requested Lynx? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
We're back. We are back. Hey, listen. If you miss any part of this show, you know what you can do? You can look us up on the web. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's blind friendly. Go look at the web. There's a lot of things on it. And all the shows are there for the last couple of years. They're all there. You can listen to any of the shows. And you can see what's doing, what's happening there. If you want to write to us and say something nice. Yeah, I mean, not nice. Don't have to write.
Yeah, go to Michael, our Facebook page,
Michael
too.
At blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
It would be more fun if it wasn't nice. That would be funny.
Why would I want to hear something not nice?
I don't know. It'd be funny. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, don't forget our Facebook page.
I wasn't finished yet.
I got a question.
What? For Ed.
I'm interrupting.
He's interrupting.
Yeah, what?
I got a question for Ed.
If I did it, you'd all be mad at me. What?
All right. So are we working on anything? I do a lot of driving.
Yes, sir.
All right? Sometimes I just want to ride. So between going from Volusia County all the way back over here to Orange County, is there anything that we can do I know any connections you got over with Sunrail to try to get a train up that way and an extra bus link system over that way? Just for me.
Private chauffeur. Yeah.
Chris is all over the place.
Well, I certainly would love to do something specifically for you, Chris. but I can say that Volusia County, in partnership with Orange, Osceola, Seminole Counties, and the Florida Department of Transportation, is certainly working hard to extend Sunrail services further into Volusia County. And as you get more into our service area here in Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties, we're looking at putting in bus rapid transit that can connect our patrons from Sunrail to other areas here in the Central Florida area. So you look forward. There's going to be more transportation coming. Yeah, our leaders in this community understands that transit has to be expanded, and they're working really hard and working very diligently to expand transit in this metropolitan area, which is more than just Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties now. You know, you have
Lake County too.
Yes, uh-huh. I was about to say
we
that.
We live in
yes.
Lake County.
You have Lake County that's a part of this metropolitan area. Volusia County, very much a part of this metropolitan area. So we all have to work as a team to really get this enhanced transportation into place. And let me say this real quickly. I use the term transportation, and I don't just use transit, because every mode of transportation has to work together as one complete system in order to move people throughout our region. You got to have the roadways, the bike paths, the walking paths, the rail, the buses. Mm-hmm. All of those work together to help move transportation. And sometimes people can take one different mode, a different mode every day based upon their destination. And sometimes they can use multiple modes in order to get to their destination and return back home. So let's think about transportation differently than just looking at one particular mode, but let's look at all the different modes and understand how we best get around our communities.
Ed, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I agree.
And I was going to say, well, we don't have time now. We only have a couple minutes. But when we come back at the top of the hour, can you tell us a little bit more about, you said that if it doesn't work out with the Access Lynx, that you provide a Lyft or Uber or something?
Well, we could talk about that at the top of the hour, so I'd be glad to.
Yeah, I'm just interested in that, aren't you, Sheila?
Oh, there's a whole lot more he and I could talk about.
What else, Sheila, what else did you have on your mind until we go to the top of the hour?
Well, you know, talking about the Sunrail, et cetera, it's really hard for a blind person to take those transit options without sighted people around.
Well, I will say that you may want to contact the representatives at the SunRail organization to give you a travel training opportunity. And I think you will find that the system is very, very accessible. Of course, anytime you take on a new mode, there's a certain level of familiarity that you have to go through. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the good things about with SunRail that I think will be helpful for you, Ms. Sheila, is that there's a SunRail station right there at the Link Central Station. And I know that between our team and the SunRail team, we'll be more than happy to help with getting our customers to feel a little bit more comfortable in accessing those different modes.
Yeah, and we have one right there at Florida House, mm-hmm. Florida South.
Yes.
Which is where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there that, you know, some visually impaired and blind people would not feel comfortable.
Yeah, but
doing
I think
it.
If we get in contact with SunRail, it will get some of those fears reduced quite a bit.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. See you on the other side of the... Oh, do the